That's a long one. Yeah. UK terror threat level downgraded. 14th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UNnews. Cornwall, UK. Terror threat to the UK has been downgraded from ultra super critical to semi quite severe. Home Secretary John Reid said that the change was made because terrorists will, quote, definitely get you. Well, sooner or later. Probably later. Unquote. The change in the threat level means that a ban on parking, a ban on taking hand luggage onto flights from the UK has been lifted, although some restrictions remain, like no hand luggage. Meanwhile, the British Airways flight from Heathrow to New York has been turned back because a mobile phone, banned at the time, was on board. Quote, it could have killed us all, unquote, the hysterical captain informed reporters. Quote, it just kept ringing. I thought I was dead, unquote. According to some passengers, the phone appeared nervous and was behaving suspiciously. Some passengers believed that the phone looked vaguely Arabic and possibly had a beard. The change in the terror threat level was made by the Joint Terrorism Analysis Center based on the latest hearsay and conjecture. Quote, the decision is basically made based on what we hear down at the pub, unquote, one investigator told us. Quote, for example, this bloke called Eddie, who has a friend who knows a guy who has an uncle whose tennis partner thinks his auntie's friend who lives in Brighton is really his uncle's brother who lives in Norwich and owns a bag of fertilizer, and we all know what fertilizer is used for. Bombs, unquote. The threat level was heightened last week amid fears that terrorists would cause the sky to start falling and that there was a possible plot to blow up all transatlantic air, causing planes to fall out of the sky. This prompted a number of arrests on Thursday. Quote, we needed to look like we were doing something, unquote, one senior police officer explained. Officers are continuing to quiz 23 people in the inquiry. So far, none of them have been able to answer one particular question, what is the capital of Nepal? Their general knowledge is poor, one interrogator told us, a sure sign of guilt. Mr. Reid said, although police believe all main suspects in the alleged plot have been arrested, there still is some threat of Islamic Armageddon, or Islamageddon. Quote, Islamageddon is coming, unquote, one policeman told us. Quote, we don't know when or where or why, but it is coming, unquote. Speaking at a press conference on Monday, the Home Secretary warned that, quote, the change in threat level does not mean that the threat has gone away. They're still out there, the terrorists. They wait for me in the trees. Did you hear a noise? I thought I heard something. Somebody should go check. Can you smell mustard gas? I think I can. No, I definitely can. Unquote. He also said, quote, the public needs to know that there may be other people out there who may be planning to attack against the United Kingdom. They could be living on your street. Think about it. Is there anyone living near you who is, shall we say, different? Who does not conform? Remember, conformity is the hallmark of a good citizen. Perhaps these people wear strange clothes and maybe they don't speak English. Is their skin a slightly brown color? These are people we need to arrest. Remember, conformity is strength. Nonconformity, well, that's terrorism. Comrades, remember the advice of our glorious leader. White is the color of innocence. All non-terrorists are inherently white. That is why there are a number of other security service operations underway. Lists have been prepared of all citizens who fit the nonconformist profile. Camps may need to be erected. It may be necessary to have bonfires in these camps from time to time. Don't be alarmed by this. Do not be alarmed. If you see 100 people go in and no one come out, that is not unusual. Continue to go about your business. When you get home tonight, bang your head against the wall until this memory has been erased. If your children were with you at the time, bang their heads against the wall as well. Do it now, while you still have a chance, before the terrorists kill them. Unquote. Wow. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has downgraded threat levels for flights from UK from code red to code orange. but that constant vigilance would be maintained at all times. The UK has been at the highest level of terror paranoia since police made arrests last Thursday in connection with the alleged plot to use liquid explosives on planes from the UK to the US. But airport operator BAA has urged passengers using Heathrow, Gatwick, Stansted not to bring hand baggage. It will be assumed that those with handbags are terrorists. There is a zero-tolerance policy regarding hand luggage in operation, a shoot-to-kill policy. The company says it will need to brief its thousands of security staff, who will not be aware of the change because it was announced overnight, to prevent terrorists from overhearing. The Department of Transport said that passengers would not be allowed to carry one item of hand luggage on two flights. However, they assured us that the corpses of those found carrying luggage and shot by professionals would be cleared away into neat piles. The department hopes the measure will help ease congestion at the airports. Meanwhile, detectives investigating the alleged plot are conducting a major search for what they call evidence at Kingswood near High Wycombe in Buckinghamshire, near the scene of one of the raids. They believe that local druids hiding in the woods may have assisted the terrorists in concealing evidence. Police intend to arrest these, quote, beardy weirdos, unquote, as soon as possible, and if necessary, quote, beat the truth out of them. We won't stop asking questions until we hear the answers we want, unquote, John Reed assured us. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.